This is Nightmare in Wisconsin.
The trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Accusations of first-degree intentional homicide, strangulation, mutilation, dismemberment, and necrophilia.
We bring you raw, unfiltered courtroom audio from the trial of Taylor Shabusiness. Nightmare in Wisconsin.
I have it here. Yes. The counsel agrees. It just addresses some of the obvious edits that will be seen by the jury. Just so there's no adverse inference to either party.
You agree with that, Mr. Frehley?
Yes, I do. I've reviewed it.
Okay. Then I will not read 158. I will read dispersion.
Thank you.
There's nothing else?
No.
We'll bring the jury in. Gentlemen of the jury, you are about to hear and view an audiovisual recording. The state, the defense, and the court have agreed on relevant portions of law enforcement's interview of Ms. Shabusiness that will be played at trial. Recordings are proper evidence and you may consider them just as any other evidence. Listen carefully. Some parts may be hard to understand.
Judge, the state is about to play what has been marked as Exhibit 110. On Exhibit 110, there are a number of files. The files are both the individual clips from the videos, but then also one continuous video. The state intends to play the continuous video. I think there's about a two-second break of a black screen in between the respective clips that are going to be played. For the record, the actual name of the file is February 23 interview hyphen trial, and then there will be another clip played for the second interview, and that file name is February 28th interview hyphen trial. So those are the specific files from Exhibit 110 that will be played for the jury at this point.
I hate this fucking outfit. Never in my life. I'd rather be fucking naked than an outfit. Clean the fuck up. What are you doing?
So if you don't understand anything, please let me know. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to consult with a lawyer before questioning, to have a lawyer present with you during questioning, and if you cannot afford to hire a lawyer, one will appointedly represent you at public expense before or during any questioning if you wish. And if you decide to answer questions now without a lawyer present, you have the right to stop the questioning and remain silent any time you wish, including during questioning. Do you understand each of these rights?
Yes.
Realizing that you have these rights, are you known to answer questions or make a statement?
Yes.
All right. Well, a few hours ago, police were dispatched to an address on Stony Brook. the Parasol's shed area. Do you know shed? And how do you know shed?
He's my ex.
He's your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah.
Well, they found a kind of disturbing stuff at the house there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of blood. Basically, Shed's head.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we know you were there at one point.
Yeah.
With Shed.
Yeah.
But we also know you left. Now that band, is that your band?
Yeah, that's my neighbor's.
Your neighbor's band?
Oh, the guy I was staying at.
Okay, so this, where did you go? Which place where did the police get you? Was that on Eastman? Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that where you live?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's, I'm staying there right now.
Okay, is that your apartment?
No.
No. Whose apartment is it?
That man.
And who is that man?
Scott Thomas.
Scott?
Thomas.
Okay. So, and he, that's his van?
Yes.
Okay. And so, did you leave from Shad's house and go to Scott's house sometime today?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they found part of Shad at his house, his mom's house. Found his head. Where's the rest of his body?
It's there, inside his house.
It is in the house?
Inside his house.
Okay. Can you tell me what happened?
A good question, because I blacked out during that time, but I need time to think.
No problem, take your time, have some water. Do you think the body is still there?
Let's see, why not? Unless it's just up and down, which it could, you know.
Where do you think mine would be?
I was right there by the bed.
It's by the bed, you think?
Yeah, I was cuddling it by the bed.
You were what?
I was cuddling it by the bed.
You were cuddling the body with it by the bed? Oh, okay.
Was it just you and Shad down in the basement?
Yeah.
Was anybody else down there at any point in time? When do you think you went to Shad's house?
Shit. What was it, like, 2 days ago?
Okay. Did you stay there the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You start to remember now what happened with Shad?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. What do you remember so far?
Oh, well, there's this chain thing, right? And then, like I was playing around with it.
Okay.
And like we were smoking the bitch, right?
Okay.
And then, I'm terrible at explaining things, so, let's see here. And then, here comes the chain, right? And then he put it around his neck while we were like playing around and shit. And then, I don't know, I was putting on it. And then, I don't know.
You say you're smoking a bitch. What would that be?
Ice.
Ice?
Ice.
Okay. Have you taken any other drugs tonight?
No, this is still from 2 days ago. I know my eyes are fucking crazy.
Were you smoking the ice?
Yeah.
In how? In a pipe or someplace else?
The one that's on the counter or on the table. I left the baggie there.
Did?
I did.
Where?
Green baggie, and there should be a year right on there.
But where exactly? In Eastman or Stoyton?
At Shad's.
At Shad's?
Yeah.
Okay. And you say, where was this place? Where would it be? In the basement or on the first floor or second floor?
Basement.
In the basement. And it was ice in it, and it was a bath, basically a window bag, type of little small plastic bag.
Crushed up.
And just you and Jack. Yeah. And so there was a chain. You know what kind of chain?
It's the one that's on the same place as where the bitch and
where would that be again? Please.
I think it's on my dresser.
On a dresser?
Is it on a dresser? I don't know.
I don't know either. I haven't been there. I mean, as best as you can remember. So you think that there could be a chain and the ice on a dresser down in the basement?
It's just weird. I got like a weird flashback on it.
But what happened?
Yeah, it's short. It was real short. But
what did you see?
It's just, I don't even know anymore. Like, it was weird. I was riding him like a donkey, okay? And then, like, I think so. I think that's what was happening.
Were you two being intimate, having sex?
It was getting there.
It was getting there, okay. So will this be considered foreplay?
Yeah, it was. And then, I just didn't stop. I don't know why.
You guys done something like this in the past?
Not like that.
Do you use manual strangulation during sex at all?
No.
To shed like that?
A manual strangulation? Yes.
He likes strangulation?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, he does. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I
do. And you do too, or just him?
Both of us.
So when's the last time you guys had sex besides potentially this morning?
Mainly me, but like we didn't even get it. Like, I'm sorry, but we didn't even get it.
Okay, so you didn't. All right, but when's the last time you did
do it? I mean, I played with him a little after. But, I have no idea, like August?
And what would you guys like to do? Is there a certain role playing that you did with Chad? Or was it just some sort of strangulation? How would you guys basically have sex?
It's
Okay.
Go at it.
But does anybody like strangle the other person?
I like doing that a lot.
Alright, so you like being strangled, like having your airway, or do you like doing it to somebody else?
I like doing it to somebody else.
Does Shad like to be strangled during sex?
I have no idea. I think so.
Have you done it before?
Yeah, he does. He likes it.
Have you used what we call props in the past?
Yes.
What?
Well, like double.
Dad or rope or chain or underwear or anything?
yeah. I shoved a dildo in ass and mouth.
In the past or just recently?
When he was there, when he was on the bed. Yeah.
So, obviously, you said you smoked some ice. Did you take any prescription medications?
No.
Okay. You have any mental health issues we should be aware of?
I don't know yet.
Have you been diagnosed with anything officially? Because I know that she has got some mental health issues. That's according to his mother. Since high school?
Yeah.
Where do you guys go to school together?
Bayport.
Okay. Did you graduate the same class or?
He didn't graduate.
He didn't graduate. So then you guys were boyfriend, girlfriend at one point? For how long?
Two years.
And this is right after high school, or?
No, during high school.
During high school. Okay. What year did you graduate?
16.
2016?
Yeah.
Okay. So you and Chad date after high school?
We've seen each other.
Okay.
We've definitely seen each other.
Seen each other? But you were you officially a couple, so to speak, or was it just, did you still have sex with him?
I did it once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Back in high school?
Yeah.
So when did you start seeing him again? Recently?
He's my buddy. He's my homie. So, okay. Like, hanging out with
him. All right. So you've always been friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how did you get over to Shad's?
The minivan.
The minivan. Yeah. When do you think you went there? Do you remember?
2 days ago.
2 days ago? Okay. Did you stay there all the time, or did you ever pick him up and go someplace, or then go come back?
Stayed there.
How did you get in? Did Shad, was Shad there when you got there, or Shad let you in? Or did you just walk in on your own?
He was there, we went in, we went and got some shit, we came back, and then, shit, I mean, that invited me. And then we came back.
Okay, so you showed up at his place. And then you and him left.
Yep.
And you went and got some back.
Yeah, so then, We went and I picked him up, went and got some ice, and then after that, we went to back to Scott's. We smoked.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I did it there. Did his haircut.
You did Shad's hair?
Yeah, okay. I did him off. Little
thing. At Scott's?
Yeah, and then after that, I trimmed his face, you know, feeling good. We left, went back to his mom's.
Okay.
I was looking for some crack. I never got some crack.
You didn't get crack? Okay. So you went back to, it was just you and Chad to go back to his mom's? Or did Steve come?
Steve?
Or Scott,
yeah.
I'm going to do that occasionally, and I apologize if I do get names sometimes. But all right,
yeah.
Scott did come with you?
Scott stayed at home the whole time at Eastman. That's his residence.
Okay. All right, so you and Shad
went back. He's not involved at all.
Okay. So you and Shad went back to Shad's mom's house. How'd you get in? Did you sleep with anybody home?
When?
What time do you think this was?
That's a good question.
Was anybody home? Did you encounter anybody? I understand his mom lives
Tara?
There.
Tara?
Tara?
Tara mom. Is that the mom's name?
Yes.
Damn, the head. I can't believe I left the head though.
Where'd you do the body?
The body's there.
So were you going to take the head somewhere?
I like that.
You liked it?
I like that. Well, you're going to have fun trying to look for all the organs, but they're all dismembered.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you dismembered the body too?
Yeah.
And what did you do with the body parts?
Oh, they're in the house.
Somewhere?
They're like,
basement, upstairs,
downstairs? Absolutely in the basement. Out the ground with them. And then, I know I forgot the head. I wanted the head.
Did you bring anything with you?
Yeah, it's in the van.
What?
It's in the van. It's, what is it? I don't know, a foot, maybe.
The what?
I think it's a foot.
A foot in the van?
A leg, maybe. I'm gonna bring it all, and then I'm like, man, this is messy. So then I just left it. I got lazy.
Okay.
I got lazy, and that's what I did, so I'm like...
Okay. Yes.
So there's going to be maybe a foot or a leg in the van. And then,
yeah,
what did you do with the head?
I forgot that was in the van, so yeah.
What did you do with the head?
The head I put it in that bucket, that black bucket.
Black bucket?
With the blanket on top.
Okay. And then where'd you leave it?
Leave the head? That's still in the bucket. It's right by the stairs.
By the stairs? How did you dismember his body then?
Knives.
With what?
Knives.
Just more than one knife?
About four.
Where did you get those from?
Kitchen. Just not by mine, I wasn't sharp enough.
You weren't sharp?
No. It was alright. Bread knife works good.
Bread knife?
A bread knife works good, yeah.
Really?
I got lazy last night, so.
Where would these knives be now?
They're in with all the organs and all the body parts.
And where was that?
In the black bag. It's in the black bag of,
basement?
It's in the basement. They're all in the basement. I never left the basement. I just went up the stairs.
So all the body parts and knives will be in a back bag. Okay. What kind of bag?
Black zipper bag next to a pink and black Under Armour backpack. That shit I gave you. But I left it there.
Okay. Is it a big bag?
Me.
What kind of stuff would you normally put in this bag?
Put anything in the bag.
Well, I mean, is it a trash bag or is it a garment bag or is it, you know, any kind of bag?
Backpack.
No, the bag that has the body parts.
I have the backpack.
It's a backpack? Okay. Is it a big one?
Yeah, the other one's like a little duffel, black duffel.
Okay. So you, at one point, did you bring these bags with you? Or were they already there?
I was gonna, but I got lazy. And
right, you're gonna bring them with you when you left. But were the bags there when you used them? Or did you bring them when you was shed? Or did you just find them there?
They were there, and I found them there, and I emptied them out and put them in there. And I was gonna bring it, and I was just like, I got paranoid, and then I got lazy. And I never get paranoid, but this time I was just like, I think it was a dope.
So, did you want Chad to be dead?
No, it was out of random. Like, I wasn't expecting that, and it kind of threw me off guard. And it was in an open place, you know, like, you went in the basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty open.
Why well, haven't been down there, but is it?
It's okay. So, like, it's out. It was weird. It was really weird. And you open the door to the outside, and you go down the stairs, and it's right there. Like, you can see everything. Like, right as you go down the stairs. And, like,
yeah. And so, where did you get the chain?
I don't know. He pulled it out of his pocket.
He pulled it out.
He had two of them walking me up around.
Can you describe them to me?
Chain link? Chain link and silver.
Silver? Okay. And what size? Were they like a dog chain or a large lock type of chain? You know what I'm
saying? They were like this big. And then I was holding.
Mm-hmm. So silver chains.
Yes.
And he had two of them. What'd you guys do with them?
We put them around their necks.
You did. Okay. And then what were you doing while they were around their necks?
I was strangling.
You were strangling, yeah.
I was having fun with them, and then
was their clothes on or off?
Oh, he had his shorts on.
He had his shorts on. How about you?
I didn't really care at
the time. Did he ever put the chain around you? Did the chain ever around your neck?
I put it around my neck.
Do you have any marks or anything?
You didn't get the chance to strangle me.
Can I just see? He didn't get a chance to strangle you?
No.
Was that he was going to though? Or was that part of the...
I thought
that was the thing, and then,
like, I don't know, I just
wanted
to
go crazy. So when did you realize that Shed was not alive anymore?
You know, his face turned purple. Hmm? He was coughing up blood, and he was pissed.
He's pissing himself. His face was all purple.
I still didn't stop. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's flooding in.
So his blood was coming out of his mouth?
Yeah, I'm feeling his heartbeat. Hearing his heartbeat.
I'm sorry?
Hearing his heartbeat. Sorry.
Okay. Did you hear it stop?
No.
Okay. No. So.
I'm going to try to do it.
Did you figure he was dead then?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
Played with him a little bit.
Did you try to call his mom or dad or anybody else in the house? Mm-hmm. You try to call an ambulance? Mm-hmm. Why not?
It's happened before.
So do you want him? You want him to die, or he did?
I didn't want him to die, actually.
But he did.
He's my buddy, but like it happened again.
Happened again. But then, did you feel a need to try to help him? Mm-hmm. Stop choking him or get an ambulance? You didn't feel a need to do that?
I don't know why, I just don't. It happened so fast.
So then after you realized he was no longer, he was dead, his face is purple, he said his mouth, blood's going out of his mouth, what'd you do?
Clean him up a little bit.
Sure.
And then, I just played with him like
a little bit. You said play with him, what do you mean?
Played with his dick.
Yeah.
Like I put him up over the bed and then sucked with it.
Okay. And you had him on the bed? What kind of bed? Was it an actual bed or just a mattress or what? So then you had sex with him?
Yes.
Okay.
And I had a dildo that I took on.
Okay.
And I played with him too.
What did you do with the dildo?
And I just fell down and held him.
What did you do with the dildo?
I put it in his mouth, put it in his ass.
Okay.
Put it back.
Where was this back? Where'd you put it back?
On the wall next to the body, right? And then,
is it in a bag or on a shelf? Or?
It's in a wooden box.
Wooden box. Okay.
It's in a wooden
box. And what color was it? So, you had sex with him. You said it was on. You said you cuddled for a while. And then what? You cuddled him, or were you on the bed with him?
Yeah.
Okay. So you cuddled his body, and then what did you decide to do?
Oh, because like before, like I felt for his heartbeat, but then I still felt his heartbeat, right?
You did?
I did.
You felt it?
Yeah, so I kept on pulling more and more and more out of it, and almost said he wouldn't die. I was like, and then he was like rebuilding in the muscle, and I don't even know, it was crazy. And then, kind of mocked me.
Before he had sex with him?
Right. That's what I was.
While you're having sex with him?
We never had sex, but when we were getting there, I was just choking.
I understand that. You said that she played with his penis?
Yeah.
After he was dead?
Oh, yeah.
Was it erect?
It was half.
Half. Did you?
Even.
What did you do with his penis?
I cut it off.
Did you ever place it in your vagina or any of your body parts?
No, I just...
You didn't use it as a dildo or anything? Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're saying then you're like choking on the stuff, and was he struggling at all?
He has big neck muscles, so...
Okay.
He was good.
Was he trying to fight you? Sometimes like, people have a flight or fight, you know what I mean? The reaction that something happens, so they try to... grab him.
Yeah, he did. And then...
He didn't, or...?
No, he did.
Did you get hurt at all? I see, you know, you had that cut on your thumb. How do you think you got that?
Oh, that was dismemberment.
That was dismemberment.
That was a lot. Yeah, I got lazy in the process right now, so...
Did you, use any other devices besides knives? Just, okay. Those scratches on your arms and stuff? Were they from him?
Oh, no. I was.
And how did you get them?
So, this one, I did by myself.
Oh.
This one, I probably did by myself. This one, I probably did by myself.
So they weren't him trying to grab you or anything? Did he try to grab you at all with his hands? So the blood on your hands, would that be shattered blood?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I got super lazy tonight.
Okay.
I really don't know. I blame it being on drugs and the come down that I'm coming down on.
How many times do you think you've done this
before? I never do drugs. Like, I barely do drugs. I do drugs, but then, like, once in, like, a few, like, weeks. Not even like that. Like, months go by, and then I'll do drugs.
I see. And where did you dismember this? In the basement, right?
Because I was looking for Donna, and, yeah.
You do anything particular with the head or the body? What did you do with the blood? What happened to all the blood?
It's still in there, still in the tote. I mean, with the pail.
The pail?
There's a shower in the basement. People in the next side over, and I just dumped it out into the drain. There's probably still blood there.
Where did you go? The bucket?
Yeah. I drained his head. After I saw his blood, I put it in the bucket, but then there's still blood in this bucket because it's coming out of the head. Should have took the brains and all, but I didn't do that either. And then I just...
So you cleaned his head in the shower and then dumped the bucket?
I should have cleaned his head in the shower. I should have polished it up, but
Okay.
I like that.
And what did you use to stomach that about having him?
The knives.
The knives.
Yeah.
You said one of the butter knives. What kind of knives were they then? Big knives or knives? Butcher knives?
They're in the kitchen, and I told them to just
shh. Oh, the kitchen block?
There was two, like, little mines there. And then they were, like, probably 4 inches. And then the other one, they were probably, like, six-inch mines.
Where were they?
One with a steak knife, one with a bread knife.
Did you say bread knife? Did that have a serrated edge on it, or was it a flat edge on the bread knife? You know what I mean by serrated?
It's serrated.
Okay. And where were these knives in the kitchen?
They were in they were right next to the oven.
Were they in like a knife holder thing or a drawer or where?
They were in, if you know what I'm talking about, in the holder
that for the knives.
That's the one right there, like it was in the
by the oven?
By the oven. I really like that as well.
What can we do to bring that?
That's how messed up my head was. Like, I was really messed up. Like, I don't know what was going on. I was just going crazy. And then, I don't know what was going on at all. Because of this, I think it was the open area. I wasn't in a room by myself. There was no door. It's an open area. Mm-hmm. It was an open area. I didn't like it. It was different. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it at all.
But it was just, was there anybody else there?
No. Maybe upstairs.
Upstairs? Why did you leave? Was anything calling you to leave the house?
I kept on hearing footsteps.
Okay.
Gunshots. So,
what else? I'm sorry.
Gunshots.
Gunshots. Where and why did you think you heard those?
I have no idea.
Did you have a gun with you?
No, I did not.
Did you hear a gun in the house?
No, I think it was outside.
Okay.
Yeah, and then.
Do you think someone was coming? There?
It was weird. I'm never paranoid, but then out of nowhere, like, I got a...
Yeah, paranoid.
For a couple of seconds, and then I go away, and then, like, feel like I come back. It was weird. It was a weird night. Like,
yeah, I would imagine.
I don't even know. Like, this one was weird. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the openness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Too much room? Okay, well, I'm sure I'm going to ask some questions for you. Mm-hmm. I'll take a cake break. Maybe drink some water. And did you tell them what happened at home? You tell them what happened to Chad?
Yeah, he's got body parts in his hands, so yeah. He's got to get that out.
Yeah,
I forgot about that. I've been off of it right now. I blame the fucking drugs.
Just the meth?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to take any prescription medications?
Nope.
Okay. All right. I want to look into a couple other things, and we'll be with you. And if you need anything, you knock on the door. Okay.
How are you doing?
Good.
Doing okay? Mm-hmm. All right. How's it going?
That's great. I need stitches.
You're going to need some stitches.
I'm going to need some stitches. The thing is, I'm going to call you. You need to get there before.
Usually you're good there. You say, I think it's stitches. You got 24 hours. Do you think you cut yourself over 24 hours ago?
Oh, yeah. I just did it like 4 hours ago.
You did it 4 hours ago? All
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's actually one of the things that we want to kind of do is what we call a timeline. Just to kind of get an idea of what you were doing since you first had contact with Chad. How did you Did you call him up? Did he call you up? Or did you just show up at his house? Or how did you decide to go over to his place?
I said, hey, come over here. And then I went and got him.
You called him? Or he called you? Or?
Yeah.
How? Do you have a phone?
No. It was actually from my friend. My friend AJ. Our friend AJ.
Okay. Yeah. Where were you?
At Scott's.
Okay, was AJ there too?
Yeah.
So you're at Scott's. And your friend AJ was there?
Yeah.
Was AJ's, you know, any other, his last name or first name?
Bannon.
Huh?
He's Bannon.
Cannon?
Bannon, yeah.
How do you spell that, you know?
G-A-N-N-O-N.
Okay. But Scott know who he is?
Yeah.
Was Scott there?
He's referenced as Black AJ.
Is he a black guy?
He's a black guy.
Okay.
He's got Jewish roots.
Was Scott there then when you and AJ were at the apartment on Eastman?
Yes.
Okay.
He walked over there.
So you called Shad using AJ's phone?
AJ talked to Shad.
AJ talked to Shad.
Yeah. Okay. And he was like, hey man, come on, where is Scott? And then Shad was like, I might have gotten a ride, but can you come get me? And then,
So he texted him?
Yeah. So then you're like, wait, never mind, I'm all right. So then we went and got him.
Okay. And then who went out?
We didn't. I took him in.
Did you go by yourself or somebody else?
I grabbed you. I took AJ and I put him in the seat. And then,
So you and AJ went to Shed? To Shed?
Yeah.
What time do you think this was? So you and AJ were at Scott's.
Yeah.
And AJ contacted Shad by text message, probably, saying, come over. Something like that. Were you and AJ using drugs at that time?
No, we were smoking the yield, Mary Jane.
Just smoking marijuana?
Yeah. Okay.
So then you, who went and picked up Shad?
I took AJ in the front seat and then we went over to Shad.
Okay. And so how did you get there?
Via van.
Did Scott know you were taking the van?
I said, hey Scott, I'm taking the van, I'm picking up Shad. And then he was just like, no. And then I'm like, okay. And I took it. Yeah.
Okay. So he didn't want you to take it, but you took it anyway?
I took it anyway.
Okay. And where did you go?
To Shad's house.
His dad's house? Mom's house? Where?
Mom's house.
Okay. Did you go inside the house at all?
I knocked on the door and said, hey, Shad, come here. And then,
Alright, so then Shad got into the van and AJ was in the van and you, and then where'd you go?
And then we went to so me and AJ and Shad, we went to his dad's house, right?
Whose house?
He went to his dad's house.
Shad's dad?
Shad's dad. He went from his mom's to his dad.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, I don't know. And then, from there, we went and picked up some dope.
So was anybody at Shad's dad's house? Was Shad's dad there?
Yeah. Shad's dad was there.
Okay. Did you talk to him or had contact with him?
Good old Michael B, yeah.
Okay. How long were you think you were at Shad's dad's house?
Maybe like 10 minutes.
Okay. And where'd you go to store dope?
I don't know. Like, that's the thing. Like, I don't even know where it was. Like, I'm just like, put it in the attic. And he's like, whoa. And then he went and got it. And then,
so who made arrangements to get that?
Maybe Chef? Yeah.
So, do you remember, was it a business, a house, or cars? He met somebody in a car. What did it happen?
No, he was just like, hey, you got any pretty girls inside? I'm like, hell no, I'm gonna knock his ass out. But he says that, right? And then, like, for me to go in and get the dope, I'm like, I'm not getting the dope. I'm like, Shaq will get the dope. So Shaq went and got the dope, and then he came back with the dope.
Okay, and where was this, do you think?
This was, I don't know, I have no idea, I just...
Was it a house or apartment or...
You said put the addy in, did somebody use their cell phone to find the house address?
Could have been.
Do you know who might have looked it up?
I have no idea.
Not sure. Any near Shad?
I have no idea.
Okay. But Shad is the one that went in to get the dope. How much did he buy?
Oh, that was all me, I gave him a hundo.
Okay, so you bought $100 worth of meth?
That's what I did.
Alright, and is the three of you still in the van?
Yeah, when he got back in.
And where'd you guys go?
We went back to Scott's.
Alright, went back to Scott's. Who's all there then?
Scott, AJ, Shad, and me.
And what'd you guys do?
We smoked. The reefer.
Marijuana?
We smoked the reefer. I didn't smoke the reefer. You know, they smoked the reefer.
Who had the reefer? Someone bring it with them, or is that already there?
The reefer was there. And then after that, me and Shad, we were talking on the bitch. And then after that,
So you and Shad smoked some meth at Scott's?
Yeah, just smoked some
meth. Where were you guys located?
That was in Eastman.
That's right. Were you in an apartment? But were you in a bedroom, in a living room, in the kitchen?
Bedroom.
Was Scott using any of it?
He was chilling on the chair, rocking back and forth.
Did he see you guys smoking meth or marijuana?
No, that's all behind me. He can't see. He can't see it, no.
Why not?
Because that's behind him.
Okay.
He's facing this way, we're this way.
Okay. So then the three of you smoking marijuana and you and Chad smoked meth. And so then what happened then? Who went where?
I started cutting Chad's hair.
That's right, you said you gave him a haircut.
Gave him a little bit of haircut and everything, and then right after that, AJ was just like, no, I'm gonna go. So then I'm like, all right, see ya.
Did you left on her own?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then he shot it on foot. And me and Chad, we took out. I shot him up. And then I took him out. I had one shot too.
And where did you get that stuff from?
That's the same place.
I know, but so you bought it with the meth, you bought the other stuff too? But where did you shoot him up with?
Same shit. The trazodone?
Yeah.
I crushed it up.
And where did you get the trazodone from?
The table.
The table, where's the table located?
Right by Scott's song.
Was it Scott's trazodone?
Yeah, he is.
Are you sure it's trazodone?
It says it on the bottle.
Okay. So you took some pills from where? You said on a table?
From the counter.
On a corner?
Yep.
And it says trazodone on the label?
Yep.
And was it Scott's pills? Was Scott's name on there too?
Yeah.
And you crushed them up, and then what did you do with them?
I put it in the syringe. I pulled it back, and then I shot them.
Okay. And you said you took a shot too?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Where did you get the injection? Where did you inject them at?
I got it from a friend.
No, but I mean, when you shot.
Where did I shoot them off?
Yeah.
Shit, probably in the arm.
In the arm, yeah.
You said you got the hypo from a friend?
Yeah.
Have you used drugs they call it intravenously through mucus before?
Yeah.
Alright, so were you guys in the bedroom, in the living room, or someplace else where bedroom? Okay. And then what did you guys do?
And then we just headed over to his mom's house. We got cozy on the bed. We drove into the driveway, right? Opened the door. We went down the stairs. We chilled on the bed. And right after we chilled on the bed, he put the collar on.
So you and Shad left Scott's and Scott's van. Did Scott know you were leaving?
I said, hey, I don't know.
Do you remember what time that was, or was it day? How dark out, light out? Night, you know what I mean? What time of day was it, you think?
That's 12 maybe, I'm just gonna guess. I really have no idea.
Was it dark out?
Yeah.
Okay. So you went to Shad's parents' house, Shad's mom's house. Did you meet anybody as you were arriving?
No, we didn't.
All right, and then you went into the basement.
Yep. Opened the door and then into the basement, down the stairs, and onto the bed where he put on the collar.
Was it right away he started doing that?
I don't know. This is what I remember.
How long do you think you were in the basement?
I really don't know.
Was it during the day at all?
I really don't know.
Did you sleep at all?
I mean, I was playing with him all night, so.
Because you're playing with him all night?
Yeah.
What about during the day?
I mean, I don't went into the day. I still was playing with him. Are you talking about the choking session?
From the time you got to Shad's mom's, how long do you think you were there before you left?
Until he died, or
No, until you actually left.
Until I went back
to Eastman. Yeah. So from the time you first got there to the time you actually left.
I don't know. I don't do times. I really don't do it.
Was it overnight?
Yeah.
So I'm asking because it was the time that's the boyfriend see.
At some point the boyfriend have to let you in?
Shed.
Into the house.
Who unlocked the door?
Did he unlock the door
and open it?
And open it for you guys. Okay, so when you guys got there after shooting up the first time and coming back from Eastman, he did open the door for you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, from then till the time you left, how long do you think it was? A whole day? An hour? You know what I mean?
It was, shit, I don't even know.
So you got there and Chad's mom's boyfriend let you in. And you went to the basement. Did you start getting together right away, or did you sleep for a while, or what do you think you remember you did?
We went there, 5 minutes in, I was already choking.
All right, so it happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
Did you talk about your playing with him?
I was playing with his dick and with his corpse.
Okay. Was it light out at some point? Was the sun off?
When I looked out the little window, I seen it.
You can see light?
I could see the light.
So you were playing when the light was light out?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so, but particularly within, you said within 5 minutes of getting there, you guys started, he pulled off the chains, I guess you were saying, and he put it on his neck.
Yeah.
Did you put one around, you never put one around yours, did you put one
I did. Yeah. I did. It was tiny. I finally got it around and I put it on my neck and I took it off.
Okay.
After he was on, but let it go.
So, he started choking him, and when you were choking him, what did he do? What were you guys doing, I guess? Is the, try to explain it as best as you can.
He was coughing up the blood right, and I was just waiting for him to die, and then like I was looking at his purple face.
Well, did he expect to? Did he expect to have sex with you?
Because I felt like it was fucked up. I'm like, damn, I'm already this far, so then I was just like, yeah.
I understand, but why would he put the chain around his neck?
Because he's a kinky mother. Yeah. He's
so was he expecting to have sex with you then? Kinky sex.
I would assume so.
But you said that he just started choking.
Yeah.
How long did it take for him to die?
Like 3 to 5 minutes, maybe. But I don't know. I have no idea.
You said that when you were choking, when he started coughing up blood.
Oh yeah. Okay. Like, damn.
And you just decided that.
I like to see what happens.
So you just kept going harder.
Okay. You want to see what happened when he died?
Yeah, I just watched it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this one was different. This one was coughing.
Blood.
So when he put the chain on his neck, he thought that you guys are going to have kinky sex, right? You think that's what Chad was thinking, maybe?
Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I was gonna do the same thing. You know, I was going in, and I did. And I went in. But then he was like, choke me. But he didn't really say it, so I'm like, he put it on his neck. I already know I'm gonna choke him. And I did. So.
Alright, so before that, did you guys, was there any foreplay?
We launched onto the bed. We went from the stairs to the bed. And then, yeah.
Were clothes on and off?
Yeah, and I was like, shh.
But before you, the chain went around his neck, were you and Chad like kissing or any foreplay or anything?
No, we were chilling at home.
You're just chilling. So all of a sudden, the chain went around his neck?
Yeah.
How come? I'm just trying to get it.
He likes it.
All right.
So, and I was going to walk him like a dog.
And he wanted that?
I have no idea what I was going to do it anyway.
Okay. And you claim that was his idea?
Was
it Jay?
I thought it was mine.
Hmm?
No, it was his idea. It was all him.
Alright, so you're on the bed, the chain goes around his neck, and you start choking him. And you just realized that he was gonna die or what?
I'm just like, shit. I think I went a little too far because, like I was blacking out while I was doing it, right? And then, like, fuck. And then, like, I look at him, I'm like, shit, he's already purple. I'm like, fuck, I'm like, I don't know if he's fucking, is he good? But then, like, when I woke up, like, you know, during the blackout moment, I'm like, shit. Like, he was coughing up blood. I'm like, I don't know, I just kept on going. Like,
you mean the comment, you said that when you were choking, you was coughing up blood, you were kind of like, well, I'm going this far, I'm just going to keep going. Did you realize that by continuing that may kill him?
Probably, yeah, because I felt bad that he's like, because I'm like, damn, he's going to be losing after this. I'm like, might as well just kill him.
Okay. So you realize that by continuing that you may actually kill him?
He was, I swear to God, he was telling me, he's just like, just do it. So I'm like, wow. And I did it.
Okay.
Like, I swear, I'm like, I accidentally fucked up, and then I'm like, ah. And then, yeah, that's exactly what happened. All those
moments. And you also said that you enjoyed it, right? And I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
What did you enjoy about that?
I don't know.
Was it kind of thrilling, a rush, exciting? What was the feeling that you got out of it?
That's all it is.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand what you were feeling when you say that.
Yeah.
It's like joy. You know, did it make you happy? Was it just kind of exciting? Like opening Christmas presents?
Like,
or?
I don't know. This is the thing that I have, like, I've always had, you know, like, you ever love something so much that it kills? Like, it happens to me. That's the feeling that I have. I love something so much that I kill it. Like, I love it so much and then I kill it. That's what happens to me. So,
all right, so he dies, he's dead. And then he just kept playing with his body. Okay. And when did you decide to, how long did you play with his body, you think? Is that when you thought it was looked outside and it might have been light out too?
I don't know, it's still dark.
Still dark?
Yeah. Oh, it's gotta be like. Two, 3 hours.
Is that also when you used the dildo?
Yeah.
Did you have sex with his body at all? At any point or any type of sexual contact? You know, obviously the dildo and stuff,
put
but.
Put the dick in his ass.
Hmm?
I grinded on him, I put the dick in his ass.
You grinded on?
Yeah, and listened.
Did you ever put his penis in your vagina? No. Okay, you just grind on him?
Did you see before that you performed oral on him?
Yeah.
Okay, and that was after he was dead?
Yeah. And then, and then he got happy. He was like half hard while I was still sucking while he was dead. Yeah.
Okay.
And was that part of playing with him or?
That is part of playing with him.
Okay. That was part of playing with
him. Did you?
Actually, I was severing his head while I was doing that too with him.
You were sucking
his penis? Yeah.
So it was only a couple hours before you severed his head?
Probably, yeah.
Did you fall asleep at any point in time? Or?
No.
So how long do you think you were in that basement? Because you didn't leave until like 3 or 4 this morning, right? But what about during the day? What did you do during the day?
I don't know, like, I was kind of, like, dozing off, like, you know, nodding out.
He was dead already?
He was dead.
Was his head still on?
No, I took that off. That was the first thing I took off.
Okay.
I wanted the head.
What about the rest of his body?
I didn't even take it. And then, the rest of his body? I don't even know what it is. It's in a big blue container, you know? It's like a big Tupperware. It's not a Tupperware, but it's a Tupperware. Tupperware container. Like
a big storage tote?
Yeah, one of those. And then,
So that's where the body parts are in? Or are they, I thought just they're in a black bag.
They are. They're scattered around.
Okay, so both probably. But when did you start, you know, cutting up his body?
Wow, like almost right away. I was sucking and cutting at the same time.
Okay. But what about the rest of his body parts? Did that take all day? Did you?
I was getting pissed off at the dismemberment process, actually.
Did it take a while?
It took a while?
Yeah, because, like, I was nodding out. Sorry.
Okay, so you're kind of sleeping, kind of nodding in and out. Okay. Have you taken any other drugs?
I should have took drugs. I probably would have helped, but I didn't. And I just sat there. Yeah.
Do you remember it being daylight at all?
Yeah, when I looked at the window and I seen the daylight.
And was his body together still then?
My body was not together. It's just like, oh. I had a phone with him for like 2 hours and then boom.
So, but it took a while to cut the rest of the body up?
Okay. All messed up too.
So, I'm just trying to ask why I understand too little. So you said you're cutting and you cut a knot off, kind of wake up and start cutting again.
Yeah.
So it took you a little while to cut the body apart. There were times where you went on mat or whatever. It wasn't, you didn't work nonstop to dismember his body, right?
I mean, I probably did. Well, in my sleep, I do things in my sleep.
You do things in your sleep.
But yeah, but like, that was probably it right there.
Did anybody ever come down and scare you at all?
Tara? Tara came down. She came downstairs and then with the kitty cat. And then she set the kitty cat down. And you know, with the kitty cat and then the kitty cat was walking around. And I threw the kitty cat. And then, yeah.
Did you talk to her?
I'm like, hey, Tara. I don't know, it's just weird. Cause like it was an open space, you know, like there was no closed door. And I'm like,
did
it was weird.
She think she saw anything?
I have no idea. I don't even have to ask her. But she's like, oh, it's a good guy,
so she, you think she came down at one point and dropped the kitty cat off downstairs in the basement?
Yeah.
Nice.
How long was she in the basement? Just shortly to drop the cat, or?
Yeah, she just came down here to drop the cat off so to go use the kitty litter,
okay,
the box, and then she went right back upstairs.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then,
alright, so then throughout this process, you would cut off a body part with one of the knives and you would put it in the bag or the tote or something like that?
Yeah, I was still tweaking out, so I was like, I'm gonna get on it, and I'm like, wow, it's getting dull. So I got another one, and then I was cutting it, and it was getting dull. And, I was tweaking, so like, I'm like, oh, shoot.
No.
I didn't mean for all this to happen, and I'm like, I fucked up, I know I fucked up, and I'm like, shit. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's what happened.
Well, you know, it's being it's my mom and my sister and dad and family and
yeah.
More and more of being sorry, you know. You killed them.
You gotta tell the sister sorry. Didn't mean for that to happen.
You didn't mean to kill him?
But
you didn't try to help him?
No, I didn't. No. It works both ways. Like, I have no idea. Like, it.
You was gonna die.
You gotta be tugging the chain.
Right, you was gonna die, so.
I mean, I didn't, but at the same time, I woke up like, fuck, that's bad. I didn't know what to do, because, like, he was gonna be like, ah, what the fuck, I didn't know. You know what I mean? Because, like, I don't know.
But you liked it?
I liked it. It like, I'm like, fuck. Like, it was, like, I didn't know what to do. But, like, oh, I liked it, though.
Well, you knew that you didn't want to call the police or an ambulance or anything, so.
Actually, I thought about it. And then, I was getting angry at myself.
Mm-hmm.
Very angry at myself, because I didn't have a proper tool.
Yeah.
Sucks not having it.
Was it sexually exciting to you when you were choking?
Yeah. Yeah. Very.
Was it exciting when you were sucking on his penis after he was dead?
It was very exciting. Everything was awesome. You should check on my panties. Boom.
Hey, can you see us? I'm going to ask you a question. I just want to kind of clarify something this quick. Dr. Graw will be here shortly. Probably, I believe he's going to step in. It won't take long. So, after the incident where you choked him out, can you describe how you placed him before Because you said you cut his head off first, correct?
Yeah.
Can you describe where was he laying on the bed?
I pulled him.
Okay.
Like, say this is him.
Okay, so this is the top of the bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, I pulled him, and then his head was hanging off.
So he was probably laying face up? So
yeah.
His back was on the bed?
Back was on the bed.
His head's partially off the bed?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the tub was like right there.
Like the pail that you had the head in before? Okay. So basically his head's here and the bucket's right here.
Yeah, and then from there, I severed his.
You cut his head off?
Yeah.
Okay. After you cut his head off, I know you said you dumped the pail at one point into the shower.
Shower, yeah.
Did you leave the body there for a while to drain into the pail, or what? How?
It's all in the tub, in the blue tub. You found the blue tub, right?
I don't know if they're slowly going through the sink, so there's a lot of his blood. Did you pull the tub under there then?
Oh no, I moved the tub like real fast.
Oh, so you cut the head and pulled the tub under there?
No. When I was dismembering the body, there was. I mean, I'm going like this with a knife, so there's blood fucking going everywhere, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, and then,
But initially when you cut his head off, there was a pail underneath, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so the head went into the pail,
the
blood went into the pail. Did the blood bucket fill all the way up with blood?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Then, did you move him again when you started with the pail? Because you're talking about that blue Tupperware thing.
So I think there's a black pail and there's a blue Tupperware thing, right? And then his head was hanging off. And then I cut the head off and then I moved it over and I brought it back and then I put it in the pail.
Okay, so initially the head went into the blue Tupperware thing, kind of?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's a lot of blood in that one right now.
In the blue Tupperware thing.
Yeah.
At any point did you, like, before you, because you said you removed the head first, did you start removing limbs right away, or did you kind of wait a little while?
That's the weird thing, like, because when it started happening, like, I started, like, nodding out.
Okay.
And then I was going crazy on the limbs, like, even while I was sleeping, and then it looked messed up, and I didn't like it.
Okay. But you believe the blue tub, that big tub, like, probably, I'm thinking it's the way you're describing it's only like Tupperware tubs about like this size, kind of like your cubic one, foot one, and that's where most of the blood is, along like a bunch of his organs.
The organs are everywhere too.
His organs are everywhere?
Yeah.
Did you like hide organs in the house?
Oh, they're in plastic bags, they're in plastic bags.
In the tub?
In backpacks.
In the backpacks?
In the backpacks, okay. And then in the...
Did you remove all organs, like his intestines and everything, or?
Yeah.
Where are the intestines, do you remember?
They're gonna be in a plastic bag.
They're all in plastic bags
too. They're gonna be in a plastic
bag. So that blue tub is almost just all blood, is what you, I thought you were saying.
It should be like only this much.
All right. Okay, we're just trying to clarify a couple of things. I'm just trying to make sense of something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
All right. Can we talk a few minutes again?
Yeah.
So, out at the house right now, there's, you know what a medical examiner is? They're the ones that kind of like take care of people that die and see how they die. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they have a bunch of questions for us that we really can't answer. And the biggest questions that they have is exactly how did you dismember Shed? Did you cut arms, or I mean, or was it just internal organs, or?
So you started on the head, right?
Yeah, and then I don't know where I went from there. I just wanted to.
Did you cut it? Where did you remove his arms? Yeah. Okay, can you show me where you would cut on the arms?
Right there.
Right at the elbows. Did you
Was this part of the arm left on?
You guys go in that blue bed.
Okay, look.
Yeah.
But you know where you cut? You cut off at the elbows?
Yeah.
Okay, you cut both arms off at the elbows?
I hope so. Because, like, I was saying that dismemberment process I did was, like, really messed up because, like, I was nodding out.
Okay.
And then I was like, sawing it off.
Did
you use just the knife?
Just the knife, like, yeah.
Did you remove any part of his, did you dismember his legs at all? What would you have done the legs?
I think there's one leg that's actually intact.
Okay.
And then, maybe. Or is it fine? I have no idea.
And where was his body located when you did this dismembering? Was it in one spot? Or?
Yeah. It was all in the same spot.
And where's that again?
Blue tub.
So the body was in the blue tub as you were cutting it up?
Yeah.
Okay, then did you empty the tub at points, or, you know what I mean?
Was there a bed down there, or just a mattress, or?
There was a mattress that was laid down there. Should be blood on the sheets. Like a lot of blood, but I tried to get it off. But, I can't fucking think right now, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
I'm fucking nuts.
Yeah, you know, because, like I said, just, yeah, you know, probably figure it out eventually, but they just had some questions about where the blood might have went, or most of it went. I mean, you said a bucket, or the, yeah, down the drain, or that. But it was, when you took off his head, was he lying on a mattress? Or was he someplace else?
I had his head hanging off.
The mattress?
And then I was lying out.
But was a bucket underneath his head?
Yeah.
So it was high enough?
I don't know, it just dropped in there.
What's that?
It just dropped in there after I got the bone.
But it was high enough that it could stand up underneath the body, you know what I mean? So let's say the body visited the bed, the bucket was able to fit underneath there. Was that the bed was high enough for a bucket to fit there? Or would it have to be on its side or something, the bucket?
No, the bucket was just fine where it's at, on the edge of the bed.
On the floor or on the bed itself?
On the floor.
Okay.
So there's a box screen and then there's a mattress.
You know, what do you think should happen if somebody does something like this to somebody else?
I don't know. They obviously get prison time. I don't know. Whole lot. Like, I don't know. This was out of random.
Think it was the right thing to do?
No, I did it anyway.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify, when he had the chain around his neck, were you behind him?
Yeah.
And kind of with just one end or two ends or the chain? Or
there was no
one. And just one, but you hold it out of, you know, I mean, because if you wrap a chain around somebody's head, you just hold one end of the chain, the other end is going to go loose.
No, so if you've seen, there was a ring. And there's two rings, and then, like, you can pull the chain from under the ring and then pull it back.
All right, so that a loop at the end of the chain that could go around kind of like a dog choke collar?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, do you think it was a dog choke collar?
Could have been, very much so.
Was it that size?
It was that size, very large dog. All
right, and so then you would have been, was he laying on the bed? Or kneeling, or something else?
He would have been on his side.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Exactly. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The choker chain? Okay. And there were two of those, correct? You said there was one for the one for, that was on him? Yours was a little smaller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does this guy look familiar to you at all?
Mr. Gannon?
That AJ?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
So he was lying face down on the bed? Or was he just on his hands and knees?
He was lying face down on the bed.
Okay, you're on top of him. On his back?
Yeah, I was on his back.
Okay. All right. Pulling the chain back. Okay. All right. Hope that me out.
Did you guys find all the parts here?
So,
yeah,
going through the process of looking. So, did you remove any other? Did you have the heart and the liver up with the lungs? Did you remove all that from the chest cavity? Or did you leave them in there?
It could be in there.
You remember? Or?
They're all in plastic bags.
Separate bags or one big bag?
They're all in separate bags of Walmart bags.
Oh.
Feel fine.
Well, I'm sure they'll go. Okay. Are you doing all right? You need anything or hungry or anything?
One thing.
What?
I'm just one thing.
Well, you're right. I mean, you know, you need any food or he got water, obviously. So if you need anything, or you need a restroom. Knock on the door, and then you realize you're probably going to chill after this when we're done. So
I didn't know that.
I'm just telling them what it is, and all that screw around with anybody. So
all right, yeah.
No, you've been forthcoming with us, so we're going to be forthcoming with you.
Thank you.
And we appreciate it.
I mean, like Dave said, if somebody kills somebody and dismembers them, do you know that person probably should go to jail?
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, this shit was fucked up, so like, I don't even know. Like, I'm like, goddamn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you see where we're coming from and what we got to do, and nothing personal.
Yeah. Sucks.
Alright.
You need something to sit down for?
Thank you.
Detective Graf, the video that we all just watched, is that video accurate and consistent with what you recall from your in-person meeting with Taylor Shabusiness on February 23rd of 2022?
Yes.
Just want to address one thing. At the beginning of the video, she's wearing a yellow outfit. Toward the end, she's wearing a blue outfit. Can you explain that for the jury?
When she went to the hospital to have her thumb checked, the hospital changed her into the blue scrubs.
And then you indicated there was also the recorded interview from the 28th. I intend to play a much shorter portion of the interview from the 28th.
So he took the ring fingers. Is that why you hit Shaq's head? And you kept mentioning that you liked it.
I was kind of taken and I just left it alone. I was staring at her, I was looking at her, where I was in the room. Where I lost my glove and stared at her, and I was like, I left it there. Like, yeah. I was going to come back, I was going to come back, and I left it there. And I was full.
Yeah. But you were gonna eventually take all the parts you think, with you?
Yeah, I really don't know.
Did something spook you?
Oh, I keep on hearing like footsteps up and down the stairs, up and down the stairs,
up and down
the stairs.
Can I ask you a question? Do you remember wiping up the concrete floor and then you remember wiping up the
floor? Yeah, with the Clorox bleach, they were right there.
Okay, and then you put those in the bag. What do you do with those clocks, please?
I don't know.
Okay, would you use those to wipe up the blood?
Yes.
Did you move the bed?
Yes, I did.
To cover that up?
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember cleaning, like, the all the stand-up showers and then finished part of the basement? There's that shower. So you clean that area too? Like the water or whatever.
And that speed.
So you use the speed. That's right, there's a speed limit. Mm-hmm. And it's still on the bottom of that. If you look, you saw.
Anxious, angry, excited.
Well, when I woke up and I seen that this happened and there was like the environment around me, and I'm just like, it feels like I'm on a hidden camera TV show right now. And I was like, what the? Yeah, I was going crazy. So I was really pissed off and freaking out a little bit. Yeah, very much so. One, the victim was like my friend, right? And two, it was an open area. Very open area. I didn't like that one bit. The dismemberment process was awful.
Yeah. Can you go into a little bit more on that?
Yes, questions? Before you jump into that?
Sure.
Were you cleaning up so that you were picked up?
Well, yeah, to the best of my ability. I almost like called on myself like four times because I'm like, there's no fucking way. There's people upstairs.
Sure.
There's people upstairs. I'm like, how am I going to get away with this at all?
Is that one of your thoughts when you're chopping them up?
Yeah, I was just like, there's no way I'm going to get away with this. And now I'm fucking screwed.
And that's part of the reason you put them in different bags or cleaning up, is that correct?
I was cleaning up, but then, like, when I said I was tripping out, the body was like rebuilding itself because I already cut off his arm and his arm came back on. I'm looking at this, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way, you know? And then and I'm like, am I that high?
Would you cut it off again?
Yeah.
So
it took forever.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. One of his arms had where you cut it. We never cut all of it.
Yeah. It's weird because I cut it all the way off. And then that's I'm just saying that, like, I don't know.
Was it easily moved now because it was a bigger guy than you?
Yeah. Because I'm looking at this, I'm like, how do I get Shad out of here? Can't just leave Shad here and be like, hey mom, Shad's dead. So
and Detective Graff, the portion of the video that we just watched from the February 28th, 2022 interview, does that accurately reflect a portion of your interview with Ms. Shabusiness on that date, February 28th?
Yes, it does.
Your Honor, I would formally move for the admission of Exhibit 110.
Any objection?
Your Honor, can I confer with Mr. Lissay for 1 minute?
Thank you, no objection. That'll be received.
Detective Graff is not in the portion of the video that was recorded, but do you recall in the February 28th, 2022
interview whether Ms. Shabusiness mentioned having any contact with Stephen Hendricks during this incident?
I recall that, if I recall correctly, I think at first she didn't mention that, but then and later on she did.
And the contact relative to the eyeglasses?
Oh, yes. She did mention that at one point she did go up into the kitchen and had contact with Mr. Hendricks and borrowed some glasses, yes.
I have no further questions for Detective Graff. I don't know if the court wishes to take a break before cross-examination or...
We will. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 minutes to 12. I'm going to ask you to
be back here in the jury room. We'll take an hour and 15 minutes, so try to be back shortly after 1:05 or so. So then we'll get underway promptly. Right? And all rise for the jury. To bring up before we recess for lunch, Mr. Saunders?
No.
Mr. Fraley?
No.
Can I ask Mr. Saunders, Mr. Jose, either one, do you have a sense of how many more witnesses do you have? Or is this your last witness?
This is...
Yeah. Yes, it's our last witness.
Okay. Then probably what I'm going to do is distribute a draft of proposed jury instructions so that you can start taking a look at that. My judicial assistant is out, but I'll try to have those on your desks by the time you return. Okay. Very good. Then we are in recess until 1:00.
Your Honor, there is one other issue. The defense then would have Scott Tomes as a witness, but apparently he's unavailable. And I have him under subpoena. You know, the timing of his unavailability is suspect for me, but I've conferred with the prosecutors and they've advised that he is simply not available. So what we talked about was talking about potentially some agreed facts that could be presented to the jury. It's an unusual situation for me to be in, but you know, as a lawyer, when you issue a subpoena, people are expected to appear. So I'm caught in a difficult spot.
Well, you can address it to me when you come back at 1:00, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Very good. We're in recess.
Thank you.
All right. How about you have this? I don't have a cell number. Do you want it? I'll inspect them. Just check it in, my. Thank you.
You're listening to True Crime Today in the Hidden Killers podcast continuous coverage of the trial of Taylor Shabusiness, Nightmare in Wisconsin.
Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage.
More raw trial audio next.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something, but this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.